This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Mesa County has tightened some of its COVID-19 restrictions after several weeks of higher numbers of positive tests. Jeff Kaur is the executive director of Mesa County Public Health. He says many of the new cases are linked to gatherings.
It's impossible to regulate every event. So what we have to do is just ask our residents to be aware of crowds, closed-in spaces, and close contact.
Kaur says the county will cut the number of people allowed at gatherings to 300 or less, require masks to be worn during play in youth sports, and will only allow drinking in bars and restaurants until 12:30 a.m. Lauren Boebert, the Republican candidate for the 3rd Congressional District, got a boost from President Trump on Tuesday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Trump joined Boebert on a call with supporters. It lasted about 5 minutes, enough time for him to tout her support for the Second Amendment, energy jobs, and her growing popularity in the conservative movement.
She's taken our country by storm. She's taken me by storm. I watched her and I said, who is that? That's an incredible person. She's an incredible fighter.
Trump endorsed Boebert's opponent, Scott Tipton, in the Republican primary, but quickly shifted to Boebert after her win. She finds herself now in a tight race against Democrat Diane Mitch Bush for a seat Republicans have held for the last 10 years. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The fire burning west of Fort Collins grew by more than 23,000 acres Wednesday and is now the largest wildfire in Colorado history. The Cameron Peak Fire has burned more than 164,000 acres. Larimer County Sheriff Justin Smith says structures have been destroyed, but
it could have been and very easily could have been a lot worse. We have no reported injuries, no deaths. A lot fewer structures were impacted than we truly anticipated based on what we saw. With that said, there's certainly a lot of folks that got hit.
Smith says it will take several days to get a count of what burned down because the fire is still active. And the 70-mile-an-hour winds that spread the flames also knocked down trees on roadways. It is 49 degrees and clear in Grand Junction. It'll be sunny with a high of 66. Then it'll dip back down to 34. Looks like the high will be in the 60s, mid-70s the rest of this week in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.